Today's press briefing with Governor Asa Hutchinson included details about a record high number of additional cases for a 24-hour period, how some team sports might return in Arkansas next month, and an update on the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance website. The Arkansas Department of Health is reporting 455 cases are being added to the state's cumulative total. That's the single highest number added to the total over a 24-hour period. Dr. Nate Smith, the state secretary of health, says 229 of those cases are from the federal correctional facility in Forest City and were known of before the numbers for the last 24 hours were tallied.
These were cases we already knew about, but they had not yet entered into our system because they were done at various labs through the testing efforts of the CDC and the Bureau of Corrections. So those 229 are not actually new cases. The 226 community cases are, of course, a concern. Now, this is not a biological phenomena. We don't go from 80 to even 226 overnight because of new infections. COVID-19 spreads fast, but it doesn't spread that fast in a single day. This is largely a matter of increased testing.
He says the state has had at least 2,000 tests a day since May 12th. He also adds there were three more deaths from the virus in Arkansas in the last 24 hours, the fatality total now 110. There are 1,433 active cases in Arkansas, 796 of which are considered community cases. Yell County reported 33 of those newly added cases, Benton County 27, Washington County 26. The State Department of Health also reports 63 cases newly recovered in the past 24 hours. The governor says the positivity rate for testing yesterday, still low, 4.4%. As promised, the governor issued guidelines for some team sports as summer approaches. For high school and community sports, he says intercollegiate sports are a different conversation. Team practices for close contact sports like basketball, football, soccer, and volleyball are prohibited, though individual practice with somebody's own equipment can take place. The governor says those guidelines will be reviewed June 30th. Limited contact sports, including baseball, softball, and swimming, can have practice and competition effective June 1st. If there are ticket sales for any of these sporting events, those sales should take place online. Several other restrictions are in place, such as coaches wearing face masks and no high fives. Dr. Smith says lengthy, complicated directives for overnight summer camps have been issued as well.
These two directives are some of our most complex directives. A lot of work has gone into these, and they're some of our longest directives. So I'm not going to go through them point by point. I'm going to refer you to them. They are complicated because we know that COVID-19 is being spread in many of our communities, most of our communities in the state at some level, and we want to make these activities as safe for children as possible. And that's the reason for the detailed requirements in these directives.
He says those directives have been shared with camps across the state. The governor says the state is continuing to move forward with public and economic health in mind.
We're very careful about phasing it in. We didn't all open up everything in Arkansas on May 4th. We didn't lift every restriction. We've been measured about lifting those restrictions gradually so we can measure where we are. And so we're going to do a lot more studying on it. I've indicated that certainly is a concern. We want to know more about it. But I also, you have to balance that with my belief, as I've expressed, that we never did shelter in place. We're not going to go back to it. We're not going to further shut down our economy. We're going to have to learn to manage this economy, and we're also going to have to stop the spread of the virus. And so you've got to do those two things simultaneously. And so life goes on. We have to educate. We have to make a living. We have to make sure people have an access to providing for their family.
And he says current times require responsible behavior.
I went into a restaurant here for dine-in service. I had my mask on. All the waiters had their mask on. They were doing all following all the guidelines perfectly. When I finished dining, the manager came up to me and said, "Can you make a request of the patrons to understand the requirement to wear a mask until they're served?" and because they had two of their wait staff cursed at by patrons because of the requirement to wear a mask. This is really unacceptable, and it's embarrassing, and people in Arkansas need to understand these businesses are doing what they need to do to protect their own health as well as the patrons. And whenever somebody comes in without wearing a mask, it's not then about your health as much as it is about everybody else's health around. And so it's a very selfish act to say we're not going to abide by those guidelines that are meant to protect you and others. And so I hope that there's a lot of patience, but primarily it's your decision. If you don't want to go in there and dine, that's okay. That's your decision, but don't blame it on the owner of the restaurant or the wait staff there.
The governor says the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance website is now secure and operational. He says more than 15,000 claimants have been notified by email. They can go online to file their claims, and more than 5,800 have entered a weekly claim so far. Almost 4,000 had payments sent out last night. The entire press briefing can be viewed at the governor's YouTube channel.